Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And you know what? We want to talk about honor. You know, how honor is the access and the doorway to a relationship with God and a relationship with others. And I think that many times, you know, we can be guilty of defaulting into a daily routine, a daily grind, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to work, take the kids, do what you do every single day, that you don't get a chance to recognize really the world around you. Like, what is happening in the world? What's happening in my society? What's happening in my country? What's happening in my own community? Like, mm-hmm. What's going on? And it seems like so many people today have tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Or they have digital vision. They're on their digital devices the entire time.
All right, their head's always down looking at their stuff.
Yeah, and just there's no consciousness of what's happening,
mm-hmm.
what's happening around them, because they're so much in, you know, into whatever they're doing. And it's a lot like business. You know, there's a business principle. You know, you're when someone has a business, you have a lot of time that you work in the business, but then there's time that you have to work on the business. And so many times businesses fail because, you know, business owners so caught up in the daily grind. You got to open the doors, you got to get the product out, you got to make sure schedules and payroll and all those different things that have to happen uh-huh. for the doors to be open.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get home, the last thing they want to do is work on the business.
Yeah.
But if you don't work on the business, you're not going to have a business to work in. You know what I mean? And so you have the work on it. There's time of planning. There's time of preparation. There's time of thinking and strategizing and really praying. If you're a Christian, you want to pray over your business
mm-hmm.
that God would bless it. But it takes time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, weren't you told something one time?
I had a word of knowledge given to me.
I'll
be a little transparent.
Oh, please. Open up.
I had a business many years ago, and, you know, God blessed it and everything. But I was given this word that I was told, if you don't market your business, you're not going to have a business to market.
Mm.
Mm. If you don't market
it. If I don't market it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was very content on just building the widgets, you know, just,
right.
you know, building the stuff. Because I had a fabrication company and that's what I like to do. I mean, yeah. that was my thing.
But you're good at it.
Yeah.
Very good at it.
Yeah. You know, that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to go talk to people and like, present my product, present my talents, present
advertise,
you know, possible need to these customers. You know, I was expecting those come to me.
Oh yeah,
I have faith; they'll just walk in my door.
I don't have to tell them advertise. Yeah, I don't know. No.
Of course, I did spend a fortune on advertising, but anyway, now I finally had to actually go out and talk to folks, and you know, broke a lot of mindsets, a lot of fears, and but. Yeah.
And it was great because when you
when
you advertise in your market, you actually have business that's coming in.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually have something to work
in. And it worked. I mean, I got some business out of that.
You want your business to grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, but perfect example, you can be so much into what you're doing that you have no idea. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose the very thing that I enjoy working in because I'm not marketing. I'm not letting people know about it. Well, you know, the Bible says that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways.
Mm-hmm.
We evaluate. You think about how the day went, the interactions, you know, your relationship with God. You know, is there anything, God, search my heart. Is there anything that you know, didn't go right today? Is there something, you have a check in my heart about anything? Because you want to live open before the Lord. You don't mm-hmm. want any hindrances or a cloud to be there, unforgiveness towards anyone or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so you begin to look at this stuff, but it's important not only to evaluate your life and to think about what's happening, you know, in your own personal life, but it's important to evaluate and think about what's happening in the country that you live in,
mm-hmm.
in the world, in the community, in your own neighborhood. I mean, when you drive by a neighbor's and you drive by, you know, and you don't even know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we become so disengaged, if you will. And there's even, you know, just let the government, you hear that, let the government handle it. Well, hello, there's only, what, 535 people in Washington? They can't do everything,
uh-uh.
and there are elected officials, but we need to get involved. But why am I saying that? You know, because you look around and what you're seeing today is a tremendous amount of dishonor.
Yeah.
I mean, you like, obviously there's so many things that we can pause and we can meditate and look at, right? And God will show us. But if a momentary pause, a momentary stop will show us that there's so much dishonor in the land. And oftentimes you just don't think about, well, dishonor is not something that would really come to my mind. But when you think about the Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm.
I mean, four of the Ten Commandments relate to God. The other six relate to others.
Mm-hmm.
Every disobedience of every sin results in a sin of dishonor.
Mm.
You're either dishonoring God or you're dishonoring another person.
That's right.
And so you look at the things that are happening, you say, well, okay, what's happening? You look at the culture and the environment. You look at how media has really influenced our society. TVs, movies, music, social media, internet, digital, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's crazy. But, you know, right now we're believing for that mountain. We're believing for that mm-hmm. media mountain that puts the Lord and his kingdom back on top so that we can have the influence for God. God can have the influence in society and bring honor back. Well, you say, well, you know, does that happen? Well, listen, according to a report, a statistic report from the Kaiser Family Foundation, today's teens, they spend more than 7.5 hours a day consuming media, watching TV, listening to music, surfing the web,
wow.
social networking, playing video games. Think about that.
Wow.
Think about that. Seven and a half hours a day.
Wow.
And so the question is, like, how much of those 7.5 hours do you think across all those platforms is time that they're viewing content that views God versus content that dishonors God?
Mm-hmm.
And so we so many times are not aware that we're living in an environment that is so dishonoring to the ways of God, and we've just taken it as commonplace. Well, that's just the way it is. Well, does it have to be?
Right.
Do we have to live in a place and just settle for, well, that's mm-hmm. that's what they do. They just dishonor God.
Yeah.
You know? And then you become okay with it. And how it infiltrates into your home, and you start saying, wait a second, that's not honoring. Uh-huh. That's not, we don't do that here.
Mm-hmm,
what is that? Where did you? And you'll be amazed at how much television, TV, music, all the stuff on the internet affects especially children in the home. They'll start mimicking and doing things in a home and say, wait a second, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But you have it piped into your home.
Yeah.
And so you look at all these different ways. I mean, And God's dishonored. Think about this. His word is dishonored. His ways are dishonored. What he has instituted is dishonored. How he feels about marriage, how he feels about parents, authorities. And you see this in the culture today. You see this in music. Listen, life itself, human life is dishonored. When you think about 1 million children and women that are sold in human trafficking around the world, that's not honoring God. That's not honoring a human life. When you think about 50-plus million abortions since 1973, Roe versus Wade, that made abortions legal, which is actually killing a baby legal, that's not honoring. Mm. That's not honoring life itself. And so we have this culture and this place where, you know, full of dishonor. But as believers, as Christians, God's called us to be a people of honor. He's called us to be a people that have high esteem. That's what honor means, to have high esteem, respect, and that's what he wants as part of our lives. But the question is, how are we going to be engaged? How are we going to, you know, step in and say, okay, God, you know, I am going to live honorable. And you continue to see the impact.
Mm-hmm.
He says, listen, it's time for believers to step into that space and be able to do something and say, you know, I want to be part of the shift that's moving in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tolerate dishonor in the world. But then you start looking about it like, okay, how do I need to bring honor back in my own life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think about those transitions in me. It's just like you're saying, you can get so caught up in the grind and doing things and get focused on all of the entrustments, all the responsibilities that you're doing, and all of a sudden it's just like, I totally missed that person that was right next to me, or I totally, you know, did not pay attention to that conversation. But, you know, the possibilities are endless. But I think about it, it's just like you're saying, how do I get honor back in my life? How do I get concerned about other people? And it comes from when we spend time with God, when we have that love, when God pours into us and we spend time mm-hmm. with Him, we have that concern. Mm-hmm. We have His love to want to love other people. And it's just like we need to spend time with God to have that love, to have that empathy, to get out of our own situation and our own just yeah. intensity.
That's exactly right, because the way we affect society mm-hmm. Is maybe first by dealing with our own honor or dishonor.
Yeah. I mean, how are we honoring God ourselves?
Yeah, because that stuff is happening in the world. Before we worry about someone, the speck in someone else's eye, we as an individual need to start, and as believers, as Christians, look at the plank and the specks that are in our own eye. Where is the honor in our own life? When you think about that, only 3%, according to George Barna, of believers are actually honoring God with their tithe and their offering. Right. Wouldn't you say that that's a gross amount of dishonor? And what it's saying is that, God, I'm self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. I was the one that got this job. I'm the one that's able to keep this job, and it's my intellect. And so, you know, me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And God's word clearly tells us it's God who's the one that gives us the ability to gather wealth.
Mm-hmm.
God is the one who brought you into that place and gave you the opportunity to have that workplace or that home mm-hmm. or whatever you have. But where's His honor? Mm-hmm. And in fact, Malachi says, if I am your father, then where is my honor?
Yeah.
And it's something that we have lost in this generation. We have lost honor. We have lost holding God and others in a high respect and esteem. There used to be a time where even someone of an older age can walk into a place and you would see people just straighten up and you know, position themselves in a way that respects yeah. the person, the elderly person maybe that walk in, or a time where if there was a woman or a child in front, they would curb themselves. Even if they weren't living a certain way, they will curb themselves yeah. because they recognize that, hey, even though I may not mm-hmm. do this, is not an honorable thing to do in front of somebody else, children, you know, women, what have you.
You know, I think about like what you're saying, it's just like dishonoring has become so prevalent in our society that when you make just a simple choice to honor someone, it stands out so much that people respond. You're like, wow, I just saw honor. And that's how powerful it is, because, you know, it's from God.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
honors. And it's just like when we respond to His creation, I mean, you think about it, we're surrounded by millions of people that are made in the image and likeness of God. And when we honor them, it so stands out. And it's just like, that's how prevalent dishonor is that when you make a simple act of honor, it causes people to look and be like, wow, I haven't seen it. That's really old fashioned.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's just what God says to do.
Yeah. And it's a doorway. See, the blessing of honor is relationship. It's mm-hmm. a doorway to access with God, because the ultimate, you know, way you actually show honor really is by loving God. In fact, you know, Matthew 22 tells us that one of the disciples asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied, "Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. Mm. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." And so these two right here, they you have the whole Ten Commandments locked up right here by loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving God, right,
yeah.
and loving others. And so when we love God, that's how we honor God. And when we're loving God, what are we doing? We're really obeying Him.
Right.
That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're obeying Him. That's God's love language. You hear people talk about different love languages. You want to show God that you love Him? Yeah, you can sing a song. Yeah, you can pray. Yeah, you can tell Him, mm-hmm. you know. But you really want to show Him you love Him, you obey Him.
Mm-hmm.
Because obedience shows that He has your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not giving Him lip service, but that you're giving Him, you know, your actual life. You're giving Him action. And so, you know, the other thing is how we treat others is a clear way, too, that we can honor and love God. You know, so many times families are facing so many issues in their life, whether it's, you know, children issues or divorce issues. But you look back, you know, what's happening? If you take a peel back the shingles a little bit and look inside, you're realizing that children are dishonoring parents. Mm-hmm. Parents are dishonoring children. You know, husbands are dishonoring wives. Wives are dishonoring their husbands. They're all out of mm-hmm. alignment, and because there's no esteem. If you honored them, you wouldn't say that.
Right.
If you honored them, you wouldn't do that. And so you almost have to reposition and bring everyone back and say, okay, let's get back here to a focus. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back here. And it's you have to teach people honor.
Yeah.
You have to teach them because dishonor, amazingly, you know, people get. Mm-hmm. But it's the honoring part, which is treating someone in a high respect. Everyone wants to be treated that way. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing how that works?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But are they willing to do that for others?
Yeah.
You know, Colossians tells us that, you know, wives, submit to your husbands as fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, should not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases God. And fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. I mean, this is like, you know, some things to do in the family. These are some things that God's word instructs us. And he goes on to say, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything. And do it not only when their eye is on you or to curry their favor, but with sincerity. And this, get this, he says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters. Think about that. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. We're able to treat people horizontally better mm-hmm. with honor when we understand that whether we're treating someone else or we're treating, it's how we treat God.
Right.
And we can begin to start saying, you know what? I want to be an honorable person. I want that to be a fruit in my life. I want to begin to honor God in all of my ways. We can honor God with our bodies, but what God tells us, we honor God with our tithes. We honor God with giving him our whole life. And we honor God by how we treat other people.
Amen.
And if we sow seeds of honor, then we can begin to have access and doorway to have fellowship with God. Because let me tell you, you obey God, that opens the door even more. I mean, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. But there's something intimate that occurs mm-hmm. when you just obey God. Since you're a son, you're a daughter, you're growing in the faith. What happens when you express honor to another person? Again, it opens that access to have relationship with them. And what would happen if we started having a society that turned the tide and said, listen, that's the problem with what you're seeing in the country. There's no respect for God. But I believe that if we start in our own, right, in our own lives, in our own families, in our own, you know, communities, we will eventually affect the rest of the world. And it all starts with honor. Who do you honor? We were talking about it in previous, before we went to the break. We were talking about honor and the importance of it and the prevalence of dishonor in our nation and our communities. And how that is permeating, you know, has permeated every place that you can imagine, and how we, you know, great, you know, okay, we've seen how what's happening in society, but first we start taking specks and wood planks out of people's else's eye in the world as believers, Christians.
Yeah,
we have to look for any place of dishonor in our own life. I mean, you were saying something during the break that I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, before I came to know God, I mean, it was, the enemy has so perverted and twisted that whole concept. Mm-hmm. It's just the opposite. You know, anything God says or does, Satan's going to kind of try to put a counterfeit or totally twist it.
Right.
And you hear all the time, it's like, you know, you're not going to diss me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or, you know, if you want respect, you're going to respect me.
Right.
You know,
first.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have nothing to do with it, you know. And that's kind of how I was for many years before I knew God. I was like, you mess with me, I'm on you like white on rice.
Yeah.
We are so grateful that God got a hold of him. Yes,
that's very
so
important.
Grateful.
But yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, you think about it too. It's just like, I've heard so many people when they're describing other people, it's like, he's a real nice guy, but don't get on his bad side. Don't cross him.
And that's is that what they say about Steve?
Well, I mean, you hear that so much, and just like what you're saying, Pat, it's just like, the scripture has been flipped. The script has been flipped, like you're saying. It's just been twisted, because it's just like, we focus so much on, okay, well, how did that person treat me? It's just like, did you see how that person dishonored me? And it's just all the things, and it's just like, well, the other way. It's just like, okay, tell me how you're honoring others. And it gets back to what you're saying, John. It's just, we have to love others the way we want to be loved. How do we love ourselves? Okay, yeah. We'll take that and then apply that to others. And it's so foreign because there's such a lack.
Yeah.
Because everything is in abundance of our culture of dishonor. And even dishonoring is heightened and elevated. That it's almost like we don't know how to speak honor. Like, what does honor mean? How do I honor somebody?
There's such a huge disconnect because the first step to honor really is humility. Mm-hmm. And you're living in such a me-centered culture that's all about glorifying me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even think twice. Nearly. It's not even on the grid.
Others don't even cross their mind.
I mean, really,
there's no room because they're so full of themselves. They got no room for nobody else.
It's just you know what I'm saying? It's just a self-focused thing. And it's like, you know, when I was a child, I, you know, spoke as a child. I put childish things away. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, come on. It's time to grow in the things of God and to say, you know what? I want to get outside of myself and treat others better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to treat God better. Think about it. How do you treat God? You know, it come to a point where people take, you know, you think advantage or liberties, you know, you imagine that someone just saying, well, that's just Pat. He wouldn't mind, and just keep taking advantage of him over and over and over. It's like, you wouldn't feel good if people just took advantage of that relationship.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, right. I think believers can be guilty of taking advantage of a relationship with God. He's so merciful. He was like, well, listen, because he is merciful, maybe we should respond in that way. But, you know, you look at honor, we have to reintroduce that into the culture. We have to reintroduce it into, you know, so many people's lives and start saying, okay, you know, the thing with respect is this. I'm going to work hard. This is the attitude. I'm going to work hard to earn others' respect, but I'm going to give everyone respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work hard to earn it for myself, but I'm automatically going to give it. And, you know, that could be a good model to start, you know, approaching, because like you said earlier, Pat, if you're waiting for someone to honor you before you honor them.
Might be waiting a long time.
Yeah, exactly. A long time.
And
just be honorable.
And that's the thing. It's just like, we have to make that choice of just saying, regardless of how they respond to us, we honor, we respect. Right. Because, you know, Jesus says specifically, it's just like, okay, if you love the people that love you, even the pagans are doing that.
Yeah.
You got to love your enemies. And it's just like, that's the greatest. That was a huge paradigm shift for me. It's like, I was praying for God, help me to love, help me to love, help me to love. And it was just like all of these difficult moments and difficult people. And it's just like, what is going on? It's just like, oh, that was an answer to prayer.
Right.
It's just like, God would bring me to those people that are difficult to love. And it's just like, that's when
that's how you do it.
Love is the loudest and the purest. Is like, even when we get nothing back, we're going to say, you know what? I'm going to love you in this moment.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what Jesus did to us. Even when we were still sinners, God loved us regardless of how we treat him.
Think about the honor that God gives us as an individual, as a human being.
Yeah.
He gives you the greatest honor of freedom and of choice. I mean, he honors you. He honors the fact that you can come to a decision to choose him or not to choose him.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. And so when we look at that, it's like, if God himself honors other human honors human beings,
mm-hmm.
right, then we need to honor them and honor their choices. I mean, God will honor your choice. He's not going to make you serve him. He won't make you serve him. And so we need to not only honor people, but honor their choices and the decisions they make and allow them to go through the process of finding God, of going through mistakes and finding their way through. I mean, because you can help people and you can educate them and you can share with them and you can pray with them. But ultimately, every person has to make their own decision and their own choices. And that's the thing about life. I mean, if you don't, oftentimes the things that are happening in your life is the harvest of the choices that you have sown and you've made.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't like those choices, if you don't like the harvest, rather, that you're reaping, then you can actually begin to start changing the seeds of decisions and choices that, you know, you're choosing from and saying, I want to make right decisions because I want to see a better harvest in my life. But it always boils down to, show me, who do you honor? You know, because think about it. You're honoring somebody. The question is, who are you honoring?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not honoring God and you're not honoring others,
mm-hmm.
more than likely, You're honoring yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes me think about too the importance of having other people in your life that are gonna sit you down and say, you know, hey, do you remember what happened here? You know, was there anything? You know, I think about those moments that God's shown me. It's just like when we spend time with God, God's gonna reveal who we are. And I think about, you know, people can relate to a blind spot on a car. You know, you're driving and there's that certain area outside of your rearview mirrors if you have a car that you can't see. And there's areas in our lives that we can't see. And mm-hmm. it takes God speaking to us. It takes those people that God has placed in our lives to sit us down and just say, hey, you know, did you see what happened here? Because I know there's moments in my life when I don't see it. And I'm so grateful for those moments when people show me. It's just like, okay, did you see? I mean, you may not have intended to do this. Did you mean to do this? And I was just like, oh my goodness. And it takes that softened heart to not only be able to receive it, but then say, you know what? Thank you. I did not intend that. I want to honor you. And please forgive me for that.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because when we're able to receive like that, when you're teachable, you're reachable, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, okay, great, you know, I can do that. We need to get back to honoring parents.
Yeah.
You know, parents have been so dishonored, honoring the fathers. If you have a father in your life, honor him. If he's not in your life, honor him. You know, there's been so many seeds of dishonor sown, and that breaks relationship. Now you see why the family's under attack. Listen, God's called us to live an honorable life. We need all the grace of God that, you know, more grace, right? More Lord. Mm-hmm. But we can pray, ask the Lord, make mm-hmm. me a man of integrity. Make me a woman of integrity. Make me a man and a woman of honor. And help me to honor you, God, with my life. Help me to honor others. And help me. Help me to change my world and society I live in. And saying, you know what? We're going to turn the tide. This is going to be a place that honors God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.